welcome to Atlanta. It's episode 4. Today we're talking eating out, baby faces, and get the fuck out of there, Ern. It's dangerous. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes. We're getting it on. It is Oktoberfest.
Wow. Disrupted the polka get down. Josh is fresh back in the booth.
That's not my fault. Okay, I didn't know Adam was coming at that time.
Reminds me of last week's episode with the engineer. It's true. It's wild. It's crazy and wild out here, guys. We're here for the polka. This is the lovely panel. We'll start with Kelly.
What's going on? It's your man Kels, also known as Chaos J. Let's get it.
Yes.
Hey, everyone. I'm Ivana Williams. I'm back.
We're glad to have you guys both. You've both been gone for 2 weeks.
Right?
So
we
missed whole other half of the table filled. It's amazing.
Thank you.
What's up, everyone? I'm Steph Sabra. Glad to be back again.
Yes. I'm Joel Monique. Get on the couch this week.
I'm Drew Jones. Talk to me in the chat, please.
Yes. Let us know your feelings. Tell us about what you thought. This was one of my favorite episodes because it features our girl, Zazzy. And you already know how I feel about her.
Yes,
She's the best. I'm just going to get right into it. Eating pussy. Are we doing it? Yes? No? How we feel about it?
Hey! 2018, we about that.
Yes.
Josh, yes! We're comfortable with it. I love it.
As long as people understand, and by people I mean fellas, or women, I guess. As long as people understand
that
not all cupcakes can be eaten. I'm just saying. But I'm not saying I'm team cupcake eat all day. But I'm just saying that, you know, you got to be selective.
Ivana, you have things to say. Look at your face.
That's all. I'm just saying, you got to be selective.
What are we just starting? You can't do it already.
I want to swish again.
I didn't direct that at anybody. I'm talking right there.
But I'm just saying, on the other end, some bananas are rotten.
Yes, hey. Exactly. Oh, and I'm not going to fight that.
Hey, after a long day's work.
And they should be mashed up and turned into banana pudding.
That's a lot. I don't know if we need to be mutilating bodies in here. Aaron seemed to be enjoying himself, though.
I love that scene.
I think she did.
I was like, straight up, okay.
She had the full leg wrap around.
We were like that back.
I'm tuned in.
Just to be clear.
For real.
She had the full leg wraparound, so I'm pretty sure she was,
hand on the head.
So I have a question. Is that not kind of uncomfortable, like, when she, like, locks you in? I feel like it looks a little scary. Yeah. Like, it's a little terrifying.
It's by heaven, girl.
Oh, okay.
It's dope.
As our engineer said, it's dope. It is dope because it lets you know, like, okay, I'm doing something right.
Yeah.
Okay. It's encouraging.
It's like the nail claw grab. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
I respect it. My favorite portion of this part of the episode was when she tells Ern that he's got more confident tongue skills when he's high. He was like, you notice? And I was like, son.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Bless your heart.
Who doesn't notice? Like, really?
That was a sweet way to call him out, but I feel like he takes everything personal, and he took that personal.
You don't say. He couldn't handle losing a ping pong game. We'll get to that. So after breakfast, they get in the car, and
I see what you did there.
I did. I'm on it.
I didn't.
They're headed somewhere. We don't know yet. And I thought it was interesting. The show likes to give us a lot of visual cues and clues. The empty baby seat, which we kind of linger on. This, like, unspoken thing. We've been saying for a while, like, bring us our adorable Lottie back. We miss her. We miss her with the headphones. We miss Ern taking care of her. And here she is still kind of not in there with them. And it's kind of the thing as we go through the episode that bonds them. Which is a little weird to have a baby be the thing that is keeping your relationship, like, the reason that maybe you're still going together.
Like, physically together, as opposed to just having a cohesive relationship. Mm. I agree.
I was like, yeah.
But I love that scene. I feel like it with the boar and stuff that they almost hit. It was very, like, Get Out intro vibe.
I said that out loud. I was like, get out.
It definitely had a Get Out intro vibe. And especially the idea of, like, it's eating, it's taking its time in the middle of the street. I just feel like it's a lot of like, who's back into their relationship, the idea that they're kind of stagnant and not moving anywhere and taking their time and enjoying themselves, but not really progressing at all, which I think is important. I really like them. My favorite portion of this scene, are black women brunettes? Debate.
Yeah.
I have thought about that so many times in the same situation. Like, are we? But, I mean, I guess, that's. Yeah, by definition.
Yeah. And we can be redheads and some are blonde. Yeah,
black
hair. Beyonce like, is certainly a blonde.
Fact.
She's been dyeing her hair a lot and definitely blonde now.
But naturally.
I have cousins who are black but were born with blonde hair because they're a little
That
like,
is a thing that happens.
Yeah. So we come in all.
I cannot remember the country. There's a certain region.
Skin shades and all hair shades.
Yeah.
That's
Lesson.
True.
Lesson for y'all.
Beautiful hues.
Beautiful
hues.
Yes.
And then we have a live read today telling us about Maria's new show.
Yes, we do. Oh my goodness. Okay, so if you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, for those who do, we have a podcast for you.
Oh, it's so good.
Yes. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career and relationships, finances, and more. So if you need that, I do, so I'll be listening. Let our Maria be the big sister you never had. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know that it was us who got you there, okay? Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out.
That last part is real important, y'all. Maria's our boss. Let her know that you watched this show and then you went and saw it because of us. Mm-hmm. Help us out, y'all. You can say Atlanta. You can say all of our names individually. She knows who we are. It's cool. Mm-hmm.
Tell them specifically Ivana Williams sent you.
Okay. So now we're going to go a little bit broader. I want to start with an important question, an interesting question. First of all, for those of us in the room who are mixed, do you know or explore your white heritage at all?
Who's mixed, first of all?
No, not really, to be honest. Well, I have a super Irish family, and...
Do you have one white parent, one black parent?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, then yes, you're mixed.
Yeah. My dad's from Jamaica, my mom's from here, and we don't really...
No.
I mean, like, I don't know. We had, like, I think the only time that the white heritage was ever really, like, a thing is, like, funerals, because we do Irish wakes, but...
Oh, really?
What's an Irish wake?
You get drunk and talk about all the fun memories you have with the person who died.
Do you guys have whalers?
Shut up.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Do you, like, pay people to whale, or is it, like, family stuff? Because I've heard
both. Like, we've not paid... It's, like, friends, like, family friends and stuff. But that's really it. Otherwise, like, I don't really identify... I don't look like them. Mm-hmm. I don't really identify with it. I mean, like, cool for her, but...
For sure.
Yeah, that's just not something.
So I have a really stupid question. Do you at all, like, celebrate or identify at all with St. Patrick's Day? I know it's become, like, really, really cheesy, but
I mean, I know my uncles like to, because, you know, we're in Louisville, Chicago's close, so they go get lit in Chicago.
Oh, snap! Green River Dye! What? Yeah,
but otherwise... You do anything?
No. Yeah. I was in bed all day.
Right. I feel you.
So I thought Ivana's question was really interesting. You asked her if you're half black, half white. I have two black parents, but I still consider myself mixed. My grandmother, can pass, is mixed. My great-grandmother is white. Great-grandfather is half black, half native. And we can trace our roots all the way back to our German and Irish ancestors who came over here. All very interesting. I have uncles who can pass, who celebrate with, like, leader holes and an Oktoberfest and all of this stuff. And they're like, you gotta come get down. And I'm like... This makes me very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I don't really like it. But that, you know, you guys go support and have fun or whatever. But I thought it was really interesting that this was something that she wanted to explore or traditionally explored. And we don't know her heritage at all. So in that vein, do we think that she is mixed? Or is this something that she was just close to in town and she enjoyed experiencing? Is it the fact that maybe she did like a study abroad because she said she had been to Germany but didn't know she was going to get back? I'm trying to figure out, what did you guys, did you get a sense of it? Or do you think it's just vague and you
I got
no
the
idea?
Study abroad part, but I also think that she's also along for it because, what is it, her sister's man is, like, deep into that shit. So that's kind of where I get it from. But she's also very open. And even she said it before, like, you know, to Earn, like, we do all the things you want to do. So now we always, like, followed Earn and the things that he does. So now we're following Van and the things that she likes to do. So I thought it was interesting. The blackface thing is a little... That bothers me.
This is my follow-up
I do have a
question.
Question about that after we all answer.
Okay,
but,
now hold on real quick. My turn. All right, so... For me, I forgot the question.
But he was so like, oh, this is my turn. I'm
ready. I was so ready. And then I forgot the question. No, I actually, for me, I kind of thought, okay, maybe she is actually biracial. That's what I gathered. And it was something that she was already familiar with. And I know people that have gone abroad and they didn't really speak the language fluently. So I didn't really take it like, oh, she's just been in Germany hanging out and she just likes to do it. Like, I felt like somewhere in her family, you know, that's where that came from. And it's something that she's familiar with and she's done not just once. She's done a lot of different times. She's done it multiple times. Yeah. And, yeah, you're right. We do see a lot of, and it's always been like what Ern wants to do, you know, for the majority of season one and season two. And it was nice to see something that she was interested in. I just, for me, I kind of low-key felt a little bit bad that he wasn't as interested in it as she was. And even though he wasn't as interested in she, you know, that wasn't his thing, and I get that. But when you're in a relationship, even if it's not a relationship, there's still give and take. And I kind of had a little beef with Ern on that one. Because I'm like, you should just
been
put,
more like smiles.
And just y'all, like, cover that more?
Just
put, we'll
just do it. Just put on a game face and just go with it and get through it.
Christian Medstone in the chat says Zazie's actually half German and black, so they pulled it from her real life.
Thank you for that.
Oh, so dope.
I got the sense that she was mixed as well, especially because of the conversation she and Christina have later where it sounded like you're mixed, so you got to make a choice. Are you going to go black or white? Which is a ridiculous notion in the first place.
It really is.
But I also got the feeling that she was mixed in that. Would you guys go to a place where blackface was a possibility? Because I'm not sure I keep my hands to myself, especially when that chick was like, oh, yours looks so good. You're actually black. I was like, really? Yeah.
Well,
yeah. That's where she grew up, though, right?
But it's true.
I know. Obviously, it's still ridiculous, of course, and stupid on every level. But that is where she grew up. That's why she's going back there. That's what I gathered.
Yeah. I think so. But Zazie's also light-skinned, and I feel like how light-skinned and mixed people are treated in events like that, we kind of, not necessarily pass, but we're more easily, like, integrated into situations. So I felt like he stuck out like a sore thumb.
Or viewed as more likable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
good old colorism.
I feel like, what was I going to say? Oh, that's another reason I feel like I don't personally celebrate the white sides, because that culture is super anti-black, so why would you celebrate? So I did think it was kind of interesting that she was going to, like, no hate towards Germans or anything.
Mm-hmm. Right,
but
no,
I didn't think it was interesting.
But also, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, you didn't follow the minute you get there. We had the shop owners, like, looking out of them kind of sideways, like, who are these people and why are they here? You stick out in, like, just being the only black person in a crowd full of people. And to be fair, some of the extras were black, and so didn't feel, like, hyper-exclusive. But at the same time, like, me personally, like, if there's a possibility for blackface in a space where I am outnumbered and I can't get enough black people to join me to jump that person, it's probably just not worth it.
I'm in a bed. I'm back home. So that's what I wanted to ask, like, for some of us. You know, for black people on this panel, like, seeing those other black faces and considering the racial themes and that you might see somebody in blackface, would y'all have blamed the black people there for participating in an event like that?
No, not blame. Because, again, my uncles are black. They can pass, but they're very light-skinned. And I'm just not mad at you for wanting to explore your or any culture. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just not mad at you for having an interest in that. Do I hope that when you're in that space, you are making aware of some of the problematic issues that are happening here? Absolutely.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like they were just joining all along. It's like the black people didn't like that they're going to confront anything. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm like.
I mean, and she brushed it off too. She was like, you know, there might be some blackface.
Yeah. It's like.
It could happen.
Bitch, and I'm here?
Why would you bring me to this?
Why am I here?
Okay.
So, 1 point for Ern. I'm keeping count.
I feel like this is, y'all going to be like, this whole tip. But I did not, while I understand that there is a problem with blackface, I also understand that in some different cultures, it's one of those things that, like, for example, there is a Dutch tradition, and I want to say it's around Christmas time, where they have...
Nope. Sorry.
And he is black, my is black, is black. Like,
you know, but you know what I'm talking about, though?
I do.
Okay, absolutely. So, I'm not saying that it's okay, but it's one of those
it's
things
their
that... It's their tradition.
There's also...
So, it's one of those... You can't come in after something that's been established for... who knows how long, and just be like, yeah, either you're gonna take it all or you're not gonna take it at all. You're either gonna go in and just be like, okay, I'm just gonna participate and it is what it is, and you just kinda ignore it, or you're just not gonna participate.
Okay.
But trying to go in and be like, well, this isn't right, and let me explain to you why this is right, it's gonna fall on deaf ears.
I was
gonna say, I see
I
what
know
you're
it's
saying,
not right.
But I raise you that in some cultures, it's cute and traditional to stone gay people to death because they're gay, or it's also traditional to have black people as slaves. So the whole traditional thing can kiss my ass. Because
I was going to say that too. Like, it was almost tradition to own other people. All traditions aren't good, and they shouldn't always be upheld. So
yeah, I agree. And that was the same thing with the whole statue thing. Like, you know, all the statues of racist KKK people that are being up in America and saying it's tradition and all this stuff. And it's just not a valid excuse. It's like a really easy pass off.
Right, it's not justifiable.
Yeah, and so I agree that where there is culture and sometimes you do have to, like, you might think some things are weird. On the other side of that, it is your duty to do research. And if there is something that you don't make the rules for because you're offending a group of people that you do not belong to, you have to change that.
That's interesting because I don't know if you guys have been following the, like, Amara La Negra story. Mm-hmm. Somebody did a blackface impersonation of her. She wound up, like, talking to that person and was like, look, you guys don't understand, like, as far as, like, North American culture, what, like, blackface here is completely unacceptable, but where I'm from, down in South America, it's totally different. I'm still confused as hell by that, but I am not Latinx and I am not from that country, so
yeah,
I'm not going to out-talk Amara, but it's still very confusing.
Yeah.
I can't wrap my mind around, like, putting in the same way that, like, I would never wear a Native American headdress or anything, or or even, like, going to, like, Harvest Fest and, like what Rihanna does every year and, like, trying to participate and be active in that. Like, that's not my culture. And I just feel like it's just, I don't know. Yeah. I can't map my mind around being comfortable with that. Being like, haha, it's so funny to dress up as somebody else. Like, it's not, though.
Right. Well, and when a culture's still oppressed by that same factor.
Yeah.
Like, skin tone.
And again, just to make sure we all on the same page. I'm not saying that it's okay, but I'm saying in that particular situation, it's either you're going to take it or you're going to leave it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like it was, I felt like it would have just been an exercise in futility for her to go there and see that and then be like, oh, well, I want to talk about this and I want to point this out. It's either you're going to go there and you just going, you take the good with the bad on that one.
But as we're talking about blackface, I want to talk about Earned Choice in Mask. The fact that we wore an all-white Jason murder ski mask was pretty brilliant to me and a great way of being like, don't fuck with me. I'm tired of you people. Particularly when he's playing the game, which is so... what do we think of this moment? Because none of us are familiar with this game. None of us have played this game. Some of us miss the moment where we're like, wait, what happened? Why are they celebrating?
And that's why I have to have y'all rewind it back. I'm like, what amazing thing did he do? Because these Caucasian people are so fascinated with his mediocrity. I'm like, what happened?
Well, yeah, I feel like that was the point.
It
is
the point.
To make that the questionableness of how excited they were for him.
Golly. I'm like, y'all are so
drunk. I think
it's
like that there's like always this like trend on social media that some wave will happen where a black person's literally just like, doing something normal, like a dance move or something.
Yeah.
And so, like, us,
it's regular.
It's regular, but they're like, oh, my God, is it?
How are you doing it?
Show me that
again.
Imagine.
That was so
like,
cool.
What's that pop thing you do at the end with your chest?
How does her booty bounce like that? I'm so confused. Guys, can we break down why Vanessa... Cause so, like, I want to start getting into these beats, because this is kind of where it starts going sideways for Ern and Vanessa as a couple. Vanessa is... piss is too strong a word, but she's kind of frustrated with him, like, not just winning the game, but, like, not kind of playing by the rules and not doing it the way everybody else does.
He wasn't playing.
I was a little bit confused, but is it the fact that she wasn't at the fact that Earn was not actively participating that made Vanessa upset, or was it that he was liked in this space where she doesn't seem very well liked? Like, people kind of know her, she's able to have cult conversations, but there doesn't seem to be a lot of love for Vanessa in this space.
I think it's kind of a take on the whole like mixed interracial like experience where you don't fit into white culture and sometimes you don't necessarily fit into black culture.
You're but not then, black like, enough, you're not white enough.
But then sometimes, like, black culture or someone who's black enough is celebrated in white culture and, like, everything they do is cool. And you're like, I've been sitting here trying to, like, fit in. Mm-hmm. You guys won't freaking let me, like, adapt to you all. And I've been working forever. And here is literally someone doing the same thing. And it's magic.
Preach that. Yeah. So Vanessa's upset. Aaron's, like, frustrated too because doesn't want to really be here. And here comes, I'm going to say it, sort of sexy German boy with the word. Like, we can jump around a little bit with him because he's only in two scenes. Mad disrespectful to be flirting with somebody's lady in their presence. Second point earned.
I wasn't sure if it was flirting at first because it just seemed like she knew him and they just had like a very casual conversation. But then he kind of like leaned in. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. This is.
Kudos to that actor because he did the sly boob check. At one point, and I was like, I see you, sir. He was like, what? Check it out the body. I was like, okay.
Oh, wow. Didn't notice that.
Yeah. That go for it, so Kelly. Get in there. Kelly's okay, got thoughts.
So I felt like with that particular scene, he took advantage of the fact that Earn didn't really speak fluent German. And she kind of gave him that advantage by making it known that he didn't speak fluent German. And when she did that, it was kind of like, okay, cool. So that just gives me the opportunity to slide right in and say whatever I want to say real slick in German because your man's not going to know.
I also feel like this is totally a thing I would do, though, because I'm petty when I'm upset. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That was definitely a women thing.
It was manipulated.
She knew what she was doing.
I respect the game. Point Vanessa.
Because she took advantage. Like, look at this barely knowing English ass nigga. I'm about to speak some German to somebody else.
You don't even know a second language. Like, how are we out here on the streets
right now?
Didn't even finish college. What? No, we're going too far.
Low blow.
Let's wrap up this Christina situation because I have so many.
Oh, Christina.
First of all, fuck
we
you.
We all know a black girl like that.
Yes.
So, that's why I'm so
and
triggering.
She popped up right into your mind. Yes, you were like, this
I'm like,
bitch.
In high school.
I cannot with her.
Yeah. That was like the number one trending tweet that I saw.
I stan her.
I cannot with her.
But shout out to her acting though, because it made us not like her.
Yeah. She was really good. The white girl switch up and the boyfriend switching into black code was just like, how?
It's in the whip.
Black girls who are dating white dudes, it's imperative that they do not code switch into black language.
Chad,
if
stay
we're
Chad.
We're going to be around them, right? Mm-hmm. It's okay to be you, dude. You literally run the world. It's fine. You do not have to, like, switch up your lingo or try to be cool. The whip? Also, why are you using outdated slang? He could dog whip. I'm like, this is not even current, bro. Like, get on it. Freakishly annoying. No. Okay, so for us who still have the Christinas in our lives, I feel like this might be a really good opportunity to say, how do we deal with the Christinas? I've never had a Christina so blatantly be like, well, you chose black. That's the end of our friendship.
I wouldn't be friends with a Christina.
Yeah.
That's a mistake that I made, like, in middle school, in high school, maybe in college. But now I don't entertain that type of shit. Because they think that it's totally okay, you know?
Mm. Y'all are stronger than me.
But see, I feel like, real quick, like you just said, I felt like she accepted all those things in middle school and high school. And then they weren't right.
Okay,
And then they kind of weren't as tight as they were, or hung out in the same circles as much as adults. So that was kind of like her getting, like, it was like not a reintroduction, but like a reunion of sorts. Them getting back together.
I am godmother
to my. Have some conversation.
I'm godmother to my Christina's children. We came up through grade school, went to high school, the only black girls in our school district.
Where are you from again?
The middle of nowhere in Illinois. I live in the corn. In the corner. In the corner. My backyard was a state park, if that, like, depicts it. Yeah. All minorities, all of them made up less than 1% of the population where I was growing up. And so, like, that was my closest friend. Yeah. And so it's hard to, and, you know, she was raised by a white mother who really hated her black father. It's just hella mess. Mm. And to abandon her now feels disingenuous, but I also let it be known, like, lines that can't be crossed and then she can no longer say it for me.
Have you had that conversation with her?
That's really interesting.
We're good, about to be having it with her children. Because I cannot. I'm looking at this little mixed baby, like, good Lord, we need help.
That was the craziest part.
Her definitely draw lines.
Reinforcing stereotypes that society put on black people by herself was crazy to me. Like, saying, like, oh, you're just a baby mama now. Like, you, like that, like, was crazy.
Well, you know, my issue with that, too, is, like, knowing that, see, with me, knowing if I'm in a majority white space, I would be very cognizant of the way that I introduce my other black friends. Yep. So she started off by saying, this is Lottie's mom. Mm-hmm. And it became a snowball effect of microaggressions, you know, because they never said her name is Lottie's mom.
I was waiting
and
to
then
use that word.
It's Ern's girlfriend. Like, dude, that was, you need to be more aware of what you're doing.
There were so many microaggressions and backhanded compliments this entire episode. Mm-hmm. And that whole scene.
Do you work with Ern? Bitch, what? What? Because I'm like, so I'm like his hoe on the side. I'm his, like, mom/girlfriend. Well, taking care of him in every facet.
The white lady who asked said, I'm his something to about her and her man.
She's like, she's publicist.
Yeah, his publicist. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but. Like,
after Van supported him the whole year before, like, the just so disrespectful.
Damn year. I also think Van sold herself out in this scene, too, because she was like, mostly I stay at home. Girl, you're doing something else. Like, pitch yourself better. Not to say, like, look, if you're in that situation where you're getting, like, 18 microaggressions a minute, it can be very hard to keep up your confidence and to even want to stay in a space like that.
That's very real.
So I understand being, like, disheartened and feeling uncomfortable. But I also think that, like, when you're in these situations, like, do your best to present yourself the best way you know how. Not for your race, not for anybody else, but for yourself. Because, like, I'm glad she took Christina aside to talk to her, but, like, the level of disrespect in that situation, way too high.
Yeah, and I also thought it was really interesting that, one, Christina's actually darker than Van. So I was, like, I thought that was interesting just because it's always assumed that, like, light-skinned girls are the only, like, white-baiting people or light-skinned people in general. And that's not always necessarily true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dark-skinned people do the same thing. I also thought it was interesting that she was doing the whole kinky hair thing, and she was like, you used to have it too. Like, you just straighten yours. Because I've literally this week had a hair situation with another black girl, and I was like, girl,
I'm only laughing because I know the story. I'm not laughing only because I know the story, and,
like,
it was crazy.
If you don't get up out of here before I throw some water in your hair and our hair starts to look the same, like, don't play with me.
Okay, now, to touch on what you were saying, I felt like that when I can understand being in that situation and you kind of start to just kind of crawl into yourself, but at the same time, that's when you need to really stand up for yourself. And I would have nipped that right in the butt real quick. Mm. You know, oh, this is Lottie's mom. Actually, my name is Vanessa and I do have a child. And her name is Lottie.
Yes.
You know, and then, oh, so would you, you know, I wouldn't have said, oh, I just stay at home. Well, I actually am, you know, I'm in between as I'm transitioning to another career.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Done. So, given that, I feel like Van is a lot stronger than that, and we've seen her be stronger in other situations and scenarios, I felt like I was a little disappointed because I would have checked that real quick. Yeah, I'm glad she pulled Christina to the side, and I'm also sad that she didn't get to finish dragging her. But at the same time, I would have checked that. I have a name.
Yeah.
I'm not Lottie's mom. I'm not Ern's girl.
Have you ever been introduced as, I cannot remember your beautiful daughter's name.
Jameson.
Have you ever been introduced as her strictly as her father? Like, this is Jameson's dad.
This is Jameson's dad. I'm like, actually, my
name is
Kelly.
Is it like a preschool situation, though? Or, like, was it acceptable? I guess is what I'm asking.
Yeah. In that particular situation, it was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, and that's Jameson's dad. I was like, okay, you know, my name's Kelly. Nice to meet you. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it wasn't just thrown around where, oh, that's just her dad. Mm-hmm.
Copy. Yeah. It's important to be able to stand up for yourself. And it's hard to see Van get kind of beat down like this, particularly when Earn is not in her corner, when she is always in your corner. Ugh! 2 points for Van. She just, like, the ping pong match. Okay. Okay.
Which one?
Which one?
The first one. We're going to start at the top. Now... When you are frustrated with your SO, it gets complicated. You got to play games. You got to figure it out so that we can move on to our happy place again. Like, nobody wants to be stuck in this rut. It's frustrating. So Van, in the sweetest, like, nice lady way she could, she's like, I'll play your game. I'm going to destroy you. And then we're going to go do what I want to do. Because this is my weekend. Mm-hmm. Guys, okay, let's get into it. How do we manage this? Do you need to be with somebody who loves 100% everything you do? Do you need to separate if, you know, if one doesn't like the other? Like, maybe we compromise here and there. What would have been a solid solution to this problem?
Compromise is, I'm married. But, so compromise is a big deal. And I don't have to like everything he does. He doesn't have to like everything that I do. Because I almost hate a lot of things that he likes. but he knows not to ask me to watch the shows or eat the food or go to the places or whatever, and neither do I. And so that's fine with us. But, I mean, I don't know. See, if that was me, I like exploring new things. So if I was Earn, I would have been like, shoot, like, where's the beer? You know? Yeah. So I really hated that for them.
Compromise.
Yeah.
For sure.
I have to agree on that one. I say compromise. And if nothing else, I don't know. I felt like he should have got it. Earn is smart enough. He gets it. He just doesn't want to get it.
Stubborn.
But at the same time, that's when, you know, I feel like she just, you pull rank and say, look, this is what we're doing this weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need you to rock with me. You remember how I'll rock with you for this, and this?
I went to the titty bar with you, me. Bro. Like,
let's go do XYZ.
No, I agree. You actually made me think a little bit differently of the situation. I left the episode being like, honestly, Earn was being such a dick this entire episode. Like, he should have just sucked it up. Like, you can really make any situation fun if you, like, he can mentally make the fun right of attitude. Them like he did at the party first season, you know?
Yeah, I do.
But then he didn't. He just was being a sore loser the entire time. But now I think all the microaggressions he was getting hit at all night, I mean, that is sensory overload. He didn't really know what he was signing up for.
He was definitely becoming more insecure.
Yeah. I was going to say, this is Insecure 2.0. Specifically, he talks about at the top of the episode, he was like, why does she want to be with me? Like,
yeah,
I'm so confused. I'm not this dude. And I think, as we've seen time and time again, when Earn feels insecure, he implodes the situation.
He shuts down. Yeah.
That's exactly how we left college.
I was going to say the chat kind of agrees. Crescian said she just wanted him to dance. They could have gone back to the cabin and smashed, smoked, and would have been good.
Yes!
He really wasn't.
That's the night
they didn't
plan.
Have to be there that long.
Yeah. No. She really just wanted him to dance. And then Corey Newton in the chat said, Earn is just tired of looking dumb, especially by those people. But if you just would have danced, bro, like, it would have been done. You could have been back. Like,
I would have done the stupid polka dance.
That puts him center stage again, though. And so, just to play devil's advocate, like, to be in the spotlight in a place where you're already uncomfortable doing a dance everyone knows, but you don't know, the problem is you never express your goddamn feelings. Like, if you would just say, like, I am wicked uncomfortable dancing, like, will you show me how? Will you make fun of me so it's just the two of us? Like, I'm just very uncomfortable. But he can't say these words. He has such a problem with it. And so he imploded.
Okay, now, this goes to, this right here, what I'm going to say, speaks to knowing your partner. And you should know when your partner's uncomfortable. And she kind of already had an idea from some of the things he said going into that he was going to be uncomfortable. So that's when you kind of say, okay, I want him to rock with me for this. He's uncomfortable, so let me try and do whatever I can to make him feel uncomfortable, you know, to make him feel more comfortable. And at the end of the day, because I've been in these situations where I'm like the only black dude, and I get to a point where I tell myself, first off, I'm probably cooler than everybody in here. And, like, it's just, it may be a mental game because I may not be cooler than everybody in there. But for me, I tell myself, you know what? I'm cooler than everybody in here. And at the end of the day, I'm probably not going to see these people again. So I don't really give a damn what they think.
Kelly,
and I'm
just going to have fun. Make it is vital to survival.
It really
especially is. Especially in a place like LA that has very white, very high expectations of you. Sometimes just be like, I'm the shit, and just walking in. Yeah.
And that's,
it's very helpful.
And
that's
all they want to see anyway.
And that's it. And it's all about just going into something knowing that you belong there, even if it's complete unfamiliar territory. At least that's, I mean, that's how I was raised.
Let's talk about this final ping pong game.
Loving basketball.
How?
Yeah, I was so confused.
That's what, that's the first thing that came to my mind.
I thought about loving basketball. When she said, like, let's play it, let's play for it, I was like,
Have y'all ever been as tired as Van was? Van looked like, I could kill you or fuck you right now. I just don't even know. Like, I just hate you so much. I'm so tired.
I know what I want
to. And he just wanted to avoid. Like, always.
About it in the morning. It's whatever. Because Earn can't make a decision. He doesn't want to commit to anything.
Mm. I love how they make his character so complex in that, where they show how men a lot of times can't deal with their emotions properly. They get insecure, they get prideful, and like that's exactly like this whole episode was just like that.
But even like Van at the end was able to get it together, but we certainly seen like times where she's just like really struggled to like figure out like what am I trying to say or do. Her whole teaching episode last season was high key, all of that. It's so good. But yeah, but with the baby and then with Earn just like not even trying. Because then you're like, Kelly, when you were out there, you were like, he should have just called the game. He should have just been like, I don't want to fight with you. Like, I want to be with you.
Kelly had good advice.
Like, no, it's true.
You did.
Like, you dudes didn't struggle. I'm like, go talk to Kelly. He's got the secrets.
Hey,
yeah. I heard it. I was
so
like,
my whole thing was, you already knew. She said, look, I'm tired. And let me take it back even more. Why y'all laughing at me? But
no,
let me take it back even further. When she said, you know what, you want me to go first? And he was like, okay, yeah. And then she says, what she says
that's
is like,
where the
damn.
Warning!
He's like, damn, that's a good answer. And I get it. I've been in that situation where you're honestly, you don't know how to articulate what you're feeling.
Sure.
And you're kind of trying to buy yourself time. And I felt like him letting her go first was him trying to buy himself more time to figure out what the hell he was going to say in response. However, when they got to the game, when she, after that first one, when she won that first one, like, that's one. I was like, okay, this is when you just call timeout, like, because you already know.
I'm going to tell you a bigger secret. He should have never got to the game. Wait, you want me to go first is a war. That is the start of a fight.
Yeah.
You want me to go first? No, give me 2 seconds. I'm going to think of something real good to say. Just hold, please.
I feel like, and this is going to sound wrong. This is going to really come off wrong. However, even if he was still unsure, he also had said, I'm kind of comfortable with the way things are. Knowing that you're comfortable with the way things are and you don't necessarily want it to change, but you also understand that something's going to have to change and you have to figure some shit out, I felt like buy yourself time. So by stopping the game mid five series or whatever and saying, look, I don't want to do this because we already know you're going to win. Let's figure this out. Let's talk about it. Let's come up with a solution. Just something to buy yourself some time. That's at least what I would have done. Because at the end of the day, Earn does love Van, and he does want to be with her. And I don't know what his reluctance is or his hesitation is to just going all in again. Because obviously they were all in at one point. But I just felt like you could have bought yourself more time. And even if just buy yourself more time. She doesn't necessarily have to know you don't have a game plan. Just be like, yeah, I got a plan. We're going to go over here, and then we can go up this mountain.
His passive aggressiveness is so frustrating.
Yes.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
I see every boy I know. Your passive aggressiveness is annoying.
I was going to say, this episode was hella triggering, but I just feel like sometimes I feel like we complicate, and by we I mean Earn, like complicate relationships too much. Do you want to be with someone really is a yes or no question.
Yeah.
There's no like, I don't know. Because if you want to be with someone, you're going to do what you need to do to make that happen.
What Earn is really saying is, I don't want to change, but I don't want to lose you.
Yeah.
And that is not the acceptable answer.
He's comfortable in his complacency and mediocrity.
That was just Van. I feel like the quote of the episode was Van saying, we could be really good together, but only when we really have to. And that's like, I feel like what Earn does.
The thing German Boy was telling her worked for both of them. Like, both of you need some time to figure out like what it is you want. Like, have a relationship with yourself, fall in love with yourself, and figure out what it is you need, because you can't not be there for someone until you do that. We are running low on time, so we're going to wrap this conversation up. We're going to get into some news and gossip.
No.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So we're going to do like a really fun reaction video for you right now in support of our girl Zazzy Beetz, who plays Van. Her new movie, Deadpool 2, is coming out. Many of us have not seen the trailer, so we're going to give you guys a live reaction. Here we go.
Split screen.
Ooh, 20th Century Fox.
There's a glare, of course.
Yes, my cabbie is back. I love him. Did he get that man out of his trunk, though?
Questions I need answers.
Ooh, I shit my pants.
Actually,
oh, you're living the dreams, DP.
Yeah.
Devil may care attitude.
Yeah.
Strong ties.
Beautiful girlfriend.
Sorry I'm late. I was rounding up all the gluten in the world and launching in space where it can't not hurt us ever again.
Kiss me like you miss me, Red.
Yes!
I love that.
The relationship is the best. Ooh, yes.
What in the fucksicle is this?
My name's Cable.
Yes.
I'm here for the kid.
What?
What?
The kid?
Move or die.
Kids give us a chance to be better than we used to be. He needs you.
You're a lot smarter than I look. I ain't letting Cable kill this kid.
Oh.
But I can't do this alone.
Oh, the roommate.
Yay!
It's hard to hear you with that pity dick in your mouth.
She's
super
wild.
Super fucking groovy. You need him tough, morally flexible, and
hey,
young
enough hey,
to
hey,
be
hey,
has been 10 to 12 years.
Yes!
We'll be known as X-Force.
Isn't that a little derivative?
You're absolutely right. Let's go get
our. Oh my gosh,
look
at
my character! Yes! I've been here for years. What? I'm rocking my pants. What suckers are fear?
We're obviously getting a great soundtrack again.
Listen to the bass door.
Oh, with the brick.
They got that in slow motion.
Oh, yes!
Doing the right thing is messy.
Oh!
But if you want to fight for
what's right, with the afro.
Sometimes you have to fight dirty.
Oh!
That is why Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants is pure pornography.
Wifey shout out.
Finished college.
It lives up to the hype, plus plus.
Fuck it, they probably won't even make it 3.
Yeah, why would they? Stop it 2. You killed it.
I'm all in.
Yes.
Sign me up.
Support our girls, Zazzy Beetz in theaters when that comes out. Steph, do you want to give them the track list from this episode? It's something we're going to do. The songs beat throughout, so we thought we'd guys give you guys a track list. You can find it on Spotify, iTunes, whatever you use.
Yeah, okay. So first track of the episode was Slime at Sea Again. Second track, Choice of Bond, My, Dua Lipa, New Rules, Kendrick Lamar, Love, and Harry Belafonte, My Angel. That was that last track.
I
that was
really
so
loved
good.
That.
That
was
yeah.
And the way that they put that in and sequenced it with that scene, that you know, that series of shots, it was great.
They all, I just love the, I mean, he's a musical genius, I feel like, and the way he mixes so many different genres into this show is so cool to watch.
Mm-hmm. It is cool to watch and a lot of fun.
I'll comment those too in the
you.
Post after. So
awesome
you guys can
stuff.
Look it up.
We've got a hot minute to do predictions.
Yes.
Do we want to get into it? All right. Yes, there it is.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Now,
we got to do the whole light show. Excellent. Who wants to jump in? Got predictions for next week. I'll start by asking you a question.
There you go.
How long until Aaron and Van get back together?
I think it's going to be a minute.
Me too.
I think Van's going to get a new man that's really going to like start messing some shit up.
Is it the German though?
Please God, let it be the German.
Or the Dutch man.
I think that would get under Earn's skin so much, and I would love to see a jealous Earn, because I feel like that might inspire him to do something.
Yeah.
Anything, Earn, my God. I think we're going to get back into the hip hop scene next week. Hopefully with Paperboy either releasing a new song or going out for a show or something. Mm-hmm. And I think if it's not next week, the week after, Paperboy's going to try to sign with a new manager.
I was... man.
Yeah.
Okay. I was...
No, I was about to say, okay. No, yeah. I see that happening too because... But I want to know what happened to... In the studio. Because you know the engineer got his ass beat.
He sure did.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll never know about it.
Yeah, I think, too, I think we'll see Lottie again next week because we're going to see how they're going to try the co-parenting thing where they're not in the same place.
Oh, yes, please,
let's do
that.
So we're going to see her. But I am open to possibly seeing the Van go on a date with the German bartender, hopefully. Yes.
I just want to see her go on a date with somebody that's fly and doing their damn thing and got all their ducks in a row to hopefully push Earn to step up his game. I also feel like, the way that Clark County said, my man, blah, 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 hooked it all up. And that happens to be, not, that's his manager, but that's also Earn's classmate. I kind of low-key feel like, he's definitely going to make that move just because he's got connects that Earn obviously doesn't have. Mm-hmm. And that's going to cause some strife between them as well. That's going to mess up the dynamic.
True.
Which, real quick, everyone's been saying that that's actually Chance the Rapper, not, like, not Lil Yachty, like we were saying. And now it all makes sense.
Okay, Chance is from Chicago. He is from the South Side.
Is he mean like that, though?
I really don't know. But Chance, you got to understand, Chance is, like, of the people. Like, Chance... He released his first album when he was in high school. He's from the block, so he probably knows some bangers. You guys, this is my favorite new fan theory, and I love it because Chance seems like the gooey teddy bear, and if he's actually got hands to throw that aren't his, I'm about that
and
life.
And apparently he's a big Not fan of the his. Show, and so it was like subtle shade towards him. So I like.
I still wish that that was the Justin Bieber from last season. That would have like really put it all together for me.
We got to wrap. We got to get out of here. There's another group coming after us. Starting with Drew, tell the folks where they can find you.
You can find me on all the things at OK Drew J.
Kelly.
You can find me on Twitter, ChaosJ. You can also find me on Instagram, Chaos_Oceans31, Oceans Y, because your boy's so wavy. Get a bar.
Okay. You can find me on Twitter at Ivana L. Williams and on Instagram at Ivana.Williams.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at StephSabra.
I'm Joel Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joel Monique. I love this freaking panel. Thank you guys for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.